and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. It was a record-setting day on Wall Street the day after the Federal Reserve's half-point rate cut. Longtime market analyst Art Hogan from National Securities.
The Fed is really trying to become less restrictive with their monetary policy, and this is a great first step. And the market is really enthusiastic about that.
How enthusiastic? CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks says the Dow and S&P 500 indices soared to record highs today.
The Dow soared 522 points to 42,025. The NASDAQ jumped 440 points to 18,014. And the S&P gained 95 points to 5713.
This could be the beginning of the long-awaited bull market. Some analysts believe the Fed will continue cutting rates through 2026, possibly a total of 2% more. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said they'd vote for Trump compared to 45% for Harris. This is actually an improvement for the Democratic ticket. Back in July, before President Joe Biden left the race, in this same poll, Trump was leading Biden by 7 points. And Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans to work with him to pass budget increases for the universities of Wisconsin. His plan includes the biggest ever increase for the system to the tune of over $800 million total.
We have an obligation to make sure this system itself is in good place, and it can't be done with just nickel and diming it every year.
That proposal will go into Evers' budget next year. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, September 20th. The Rome Town Center Design Plan Subcommittee will meet at 11 a.m. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Town Hall in Marshfield. Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission will not be shutting the power off as planned in Grand Rapids on Thursday night. There's a possibility of severe weather, so they decided to postpone the power outage until a later date. There are some essential electric repairs that need to be completed. The plan was to interrupt power for 2 short periods of time to make these repairs. They will update customers when the power outage has been rescheduled. An update from yesterday's newscast. The meeting scheduled on Thursday at McMillan Library from 3 to 8 p.m. is not being put on by Solaris. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for 4 games beginning tonight to wrap up a 7-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week.
He was limited. He was limited. Take that however you want.
Love said that he's taking everything a day at a time as he works back from an MCL sprain he suffered in the season opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm going to take the week and just take it day by day and see how it feels. But I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to, you know, take it day by day and see.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe, large hail the biggest concern. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, less humid, highs in the low 80s. Isolated storms for the weekend, near 80 Saturday, only upper 60 Sunday. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil takes us on a trip through the battleground states and the messages being sent to voters by the Harris and Trump campaigns.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, September 19th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. In part two, we're going to talk to our friends at UW Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have in studio with us our good friend, Jillian Alekna, marketing and events coordinator with our good friends at Visit Rome, Wisconsin. We say a big thank you to the Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank for sponsoring this segment. A shout out to them and appreciation to them. Buy local and support local, everybody. And support our friends in Rome. We're going to show you and give you a bunch of different ways to fun ways to do that. Jillian, how you been?
Good. Definitely busy. Like I was telling Pam earlier, a lot of our summer activities have slowed down, but that in no way means that the fun in Rome has slowed down. Yeah. We're still just as busy as ever.
Jillian, I think in some ways you can make an argument. It's just picking up.
Yeah.
Especially as we get closer to the fall months and how beautiful Rome is in the fall. Winter, there's so much to do over there.
Yes.
So I don't know. It used to be, actually, I think when I was a kid, I think a lot of people, at least that I knew, thought of the Rome area as, okay, well, winter is when it's really busy. Fall and winter is when it gets a little bit busy over there. But with the rise of Spring Valley and some of the things that have gone on over there with that, and golf being so much bigger over there than it's ever been, and a lot of businesses arriving with that, there is no off-season for the Rome area anymore. It's a year-round thing. So it's not surprising to hear how busy you guys are over there. We appreciate the work that you and Lisa do over there at Visit Rome. You do a great job. We're going to kick things off with an event going on tonight.
Tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hoozles at the Lakes. They will be having Shandini Magic. They've had him before. He will be performing roving magic. So enjoy some excellent close-up sleight-of-hand magic at your table from a master magician.
He's very good at what he does. I've seen him quite a few times, and I'm pretty sure if that's who I think it is, old high school friend of mine and everything, and a very good artist. Does a really good, he's been doing this for decades, I want to say, at least a decade or two he's been doing this. Very good at what he does.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of this anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of that, your local magician or your magician that it does the close stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of magicians nowadays that do things on TV or that. You don't get to see a lot of in-person magic anymore.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's a good opportunity. And again, that's going on 6 to 8 tonight over at wonderful Hoozles at the Lakes. Tomorrow, got a great one going on with our Rome Farmers Market.
Yeah, we only have two farmers markets left.
I was afraid to ask. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we have the one tomorrow, September 20th, and then our final one is September 27th. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and lots of great local goodies.
It's a wonderful way to buy local, support our ag industry and our vendors, and and have a great time, too. Farmers markets were something I went to a lot as a kid, and they were always fun, but they were produce, you know? I mean, and you got to, I think the fun part when I was a kid was talking to the vendors and just getting to know people from out of state and some of that. And this was something that we did in northern Chicago when I was a kid and everything. But our farmers markets now, it's a party. Like, there's all kinds of ton of fun things going on, and especially if you're, you know, bring kids down and everything. There's always like face painting and different things like that going on. Farmers markets have changed in all in good ways. That's really cool. And all the more way for us to buy local and support local.
Exactly.
And Saturday, this Saturday, the 21st, we're going to the birds.
Yeah, it's the day for the birds, running from 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m. So the day kicks off with a bird outing and presentation at Loyola Marsh from Ashley Steinke, a member of Audubon Society. If you're interested in joining the outing, plan on meeting at Visit Rome's Visitor Center, which our address is 1146 County Road D, Nakusa, Wisconsin. Meet there around 9:45 a.m. The group will then depart from our visitor center at about 10 o'clock a.m. Head over to Loyola Marsh for an hour guided walk and presentation about prairie chickens and grassland bird habitat.
Oh, cool.
We do have free coffee and donuts available before the outing, but that's not all, guys. Mm. But wait, there's more. At 12:30 p.m., back at the Visit Room office, we'll be having members of the Raptor Education Group, or Reggie, give a fun 45-minute educational presentation along with 4 to 5 live avian ambassadors.
Oh, cool.
I don't know who these avian ambassadors are, but they're sure to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Get up close and personal and meet some raptors. This event is great for all ages. And then from 1:30 to about 3:30, 4-ish, we will be hosting a kids' wild bee hotel building activity at our visitor center.
Oh, cool.
Although it is kids, any age is welcome to join, and we encourage the kids to make a colorful shelter for native bees that they can hang in their trees at home. Snacks and drinks will be available for free during the presentation and the activity. So whether you can make it to all three of these little mini events within the big event, or if you can only make one or even part of one, absolutely do it.
Yeah. Not only it feels like a family event, but I know a lot of our listeners do a similar thing that I do here, where I hear you talk about an event and I immediately think of people I know that would enjoy the event.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's an age thing and sometimes it's a, you know, just a location thing even.
Yeah.
But with this one, I immediately thought of my mom and dad. And my mom is an avid bird lover and watcher. And I think that's something she loves to learn. I don't think she knows a lot about certain parts of this, so I think she would enjoy it. And then immediately as we got talking about it, I thought of my nephews.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my nephews would love this. So it's a cool, really cool idea that
all ages
could really enjoy. And an event like this, too, we're able to bring events like this back when they're popular.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know if I'm being too blunt or if I'm blunt enough, but I love something like this. I love the idea. It's an original idea. It's a very cool thought. We want this to be well attended. So make sure to, do you need to register for this or pre-register for this?
No, you do not need to pre-register
at all. So, you know, even if it's something that, you know, the day of, and you're like, oh, you know what, we could fit this in.
Yeah.
Come on by, stop by. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saturday, September 21st, got a meat raffle going on.
Yeah, we have a couple meat raffles. Mm-hmm. So the first one is, like you said, 21st at Lake Sherwood Lodge from 1 to 3 p.m. And then exactly 1 week later is another 1 to 3 p.m. meat raffle, but this time at Cal's Corner. And as we get further into fall and winter, you are going to see more meat raffles kind of pop up. It is a Wisconsin thing, so get your freezers ready, I guess.
Exactly. They are becoming more and more popular. And you kind of called this, Jillian. You said these were going to be big as soon as they started showing up on our list here and everything. They are big. They are popular.
Yeah.
Wednesday, September 25th. This is another one of those cool ideas going on over at the Lester Library of Rome.
Yeah. From 5 to 6 p.m., they will be having a craft, DIY fuse beads. Now, I don't know if any of the listeners have done these before, but they're those little plastic beads that you put a sheet over and I think you iron. Mm-hmm. and they stick together.
I've seen it before. Yeah. I've never done it, but I've seen it. Yeah,
I did it. I don't know how many years ago. Oh, so really? I'm a little rusty.
Hmm. That's cool that you know what it is, though.
Yeah. You can use a template or just create your own fun mosaic design. This is a family-friendly event, and all supplies are included for you to enjoy. However, we ask that you pre-register by either stopping by the Lester Library of Rome or calling their phone number, which is 715-325-8990.
Really gives them an opportunity to know how much supplies they need, how much space they're going to need and everything. So pre-registering for this event is really helpful. Friday, September 27th, mini pumpkin crates craft at Lester Public Library. Is there an age limit on this one? I'm asking for a friend because this sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, all right, good to know.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Create your own set of mini pumpkins using wooden crates. Space is limited for the event and registration is required. So in order to pre-register, like I mentioned before, stop by the library or call their phone number. If you do register and later realize that you cannot attend, please also let them know because they often have a wait list of four programs and can then reach out to someone else and give them the opportunity to attend.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to be sure to let them know about that one and get ready to have some fun because that sounds like a great event. They do so many great things at the Lester Library. They really got it down over there. It's a great place. Great people over there. Saturday, well, we're already looking to it October. This happens every month to us where it just sneaks up on us. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. October, where did you come from?
Yeah.
October, Saturday, October 5th, Woodland Lutheran Church has a chili fest going on.
Yeah, it's perfect their timing. Annual chili fest, quilt, craft, rummage, and bake sale. It'll be held at the church, so 280 14th Avenue, Nakusa, Wisconsin, 54457. The rummage, craft, quilt, bake sale runs the entirety of the event, so 9 a.m. to 3. Mm. There will be horse cart rides at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then the chili part, chili will be served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it is all you can eat. There is a cost, so adults are $8, children 3 to 12 are $4, and under 3 are free.
It's going to be a really fun event. Mark your calendars for that one. October 5th, Woodland Lutheran Church Chili Fest. It's going to be a fun time. We are speaking with our friend Jillian from Visit Rome. We again want to say a big thank you to our friends in Nakusa, Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring this segment and giving us a chance to hang out with Jill. Another event going on October 5th, Jillian.
Yeah, and we're back at Lester Library of Rome.
There we are. All right.
11 a.m. to 12 p.m. will be a paint a pumpkin craft. If you're looking for a family-friendly fall craft to do, stop into the library to paint a pumpkin. They will have all the supplies needed for the project and some fun ideas for inspiration. Otherwise, you can always just be creative and decorate it however you want.
Yeah. But, you know, Jillian, and I, this is personal. I don't talk about this very often, but I think this is a safe place, and it's just between you and I.
Yeah.
I'm 47. I've made a lot of pumpkins in my life. And my kids are out of the house. They're all in their 20s and everything now. So I don't have any creative people to help me making a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I need help. This is a great place to go for ideas. It's a great place to go to, you know, how do I make a new pumpkin face? How do I do this? They can help me over there at the Lester Public Library. That's great. It's a great time. That should be fun. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And again, mark your calendars for all these events. Or you could just hang out at the Lester Public Library.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of great things going
on
over there.
Honestly, this entire segment should just be called What's at the Library?
Yeah. Actually, that's a good name. You named it. That's a great name for it, too. I like that. It'll be the segment inside the show. Show inside the show kind of thing.
Yeah.
And more going on at the library, Jillian. Yeah. Wednesday, October 9th.
It's the Rome Garden Club meeting. I believe it might be the last one of the season.
I think so.
Don't quote me on that if I'm wrong. From 9:30 to about 11 a.m., October's session will be all about growing garlic and walking onions, which if you're like me, you looked up what the heck is a walking onion.
Yeah.
They're like tiny onions, and I think they get their name because when they shoot out their roots or runners, it looks like they're kind of walking out of the
Interesting.
Garden.
I got to look that
Go
up.
Go figure.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't heard of that.
Registration is required ahead of time. You can do that same way we've been doing all of these other events, by either visiting the library or calling.
Yeah. We got a big event coming up at the Leicester Library of Rome, October 14th, and this runs through November 3rd.
Yeah, so it's their second annual Scarecrow Walk contest.
So glad they brought this back.
Yes. The Scarecrow Walk is an outdoor event throughout the month of October on the trails behind the Leicester Public Library of Rome. Businesses, organizations, families, and individuals are all invited to build a scarecrow to place along the trail. To encourage some Halloween fun and friendly competition, library visitors will be able to vote for their favorite scarecrow, and there will be prizes for first through third place. You will be in charge of creating, building your own scarecrow. The library will provide a stake or a fence post for you to lean that scarecrow up against if needed, or just put it by that stake or fence post. The theme this year is storybook, and all entries should fit the theme, but feel free to be creative. Visit Rome already has a theme. I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to wait and find out. Your scarecrow should... Please sign up by October 8th to reserve your spot. Yeah. Your scarecrow must be up by October 13th and removed on or by November 4th.
Yeah. This is we want these scarecrows family friendly too. Yes. Keep that in mind, everybody, and I want this to be fun for everybody, and it can be. So enjoy this one, get in on this one. Voting will take place during the library hours, it looks like, Jillian.
Yeah, so you can vote during library hours, but if you're after hours and you just want to look at your favorite one again, the scarecrows can be viewed at any time.
Excellent.
And you will get one free vote for your favorite scarecrow, but you can get additional votes by donating items to the Adams County Food Pantry.
That's a great way to do that, and yeah. I love to see our nonprofits working together as always. If people want to sign up for this, they got to do it by October 8th to reserve a spot. And how can they do that, Jillian?
Either stop in at the library, email Nicole Menzel at nmenzel@romepubliclibrary.org. Or call the library's phone number, which is, again, 715-325-8990.
It's such an awesome idea. I hope this gets well attended. We get lots of scarecrows out there. Mm-hmm. And a shout out to everybody involved. I love this idea. It's such a fun one. I wish we had something like that here, or, you know, something that we could do, because that's a lot of fun. Thursday, October 17th, we got a good one coming up at our friends over at Hoozles.
Yeah, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., they're having another Pour Your Own Epoxy event. Mm-hmm. They've had these a few times, and they always seem to sell out pretty fast.
Yeah, they really do.
Join us for a fun, informative, and hands-on workshop where you'll craft your very own Epoxy River charcuterie board or Lazy Susan. You can select up to 2 epoxy colors when you arrive. You do get a complimentary drink ticket included with the purchase of the class ticket. Mm-hmm. After the class, your project will undergo a finishing process, which normally takes around 3 weeks. So, unfortunately, you can't take home your project day of.
Yeah.
But you, once they're done, your projects can be picked up right at Hoozles.
And it's worth the wait.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's a pretty cool opportunity. I know that my dad wanted to do this last year because of the Lazy Susan thing. He's always wanted to make. He's worked in construction his whole life. He never got to make one of those. He really wanted to do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things that you can do for your own home with this class. Mm-hmm. And hey, have a good time at Hoozles. You can't have a bad time at Hoozles.
Yeah, you really can't.
So a wonderful combination of things right there. That's going to be a good one. Do people need to register for that one, Jillian?
Yes, they do. They do have to register ahead of time, and all ticket sales are final. However, if you're unable to attend, you can send someone in your place.
That's kind of a cool idea. That's a really great way to make use of the ticket if unable.
Yeah.
And Saturday, October 19th, the Tri-Norris Colorama coming up, another big event.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Come enjoy the sight of autumn leaves of four area counties from the top of our 55-meter ski jump. You can either take the hike to the top, and I will say it is kind of a hike.
Yeah.
Or you can catch a lift on a UTV and ride to the top. So if you really don't want to take the hike, there are other options.
That's pretty
cool. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And you can also enjoy a little shopping with our area vendors, as well as a bowl of chili or soup while listening to live music at the chalet. So a lot of your craft vendors that you would see at the farmers market are actually at this event.
Very cool. And Jillian, as we're wrapping up here, there is a couple of other events we want to make sure to mention. Saturday, October 19th, Paranormal Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Back at Lester Library from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. with Chad Lewis, who's spent the past 30 years searching out unique and bizarre stories and histories from around the world. This whole program will be about some of these stories that take place right here in Wisconsin.
It's very cool. This is something that we know that the area usually responds well to, so be sure to mark your calendar. Saturday, October 19th, Paranormal Wisconsin at Lester Library. And Friends of Sandhill Crane Watch is coming up also Saturday, October 19th.
Yep, 3 to 5:30 p.m. Join the Friends of Sandhill for a crane watch off the dike near the viewing area on the marsh. Wear camo or neutral colored clothing and footwear that can get wet because we're in a marsh. Pre-register by October 16th by sending a check made out to the Friends of Sandhill. It is $15 per person. And if you have any other questions, contact Vicki Palin at vpalen@tds.net or call the phone number 715-652-3131.
Thursday, October 24th, Shandini going to be back doing some magic at Hoozles at the Lakes from 6 to 8. That's going to be a lot of fun. And as we wrap up, Jillian, kids' Halloween party coming up October 26th.
Yes, it's back.
Yeah.
Something wicked this way comes. The time has come again for the annual kids' Halloween party in the Rome Town Center, organized and sponsored by the Rome Makers HCE and Visit Rome. This event will be October 26th from 1 to 3. Things to look forward to include trick-or-treating around the square, candy being handed out by local businesses and organizations, a petting zoo or a mini petting zoo, including alpacas,
wow,
balloon animals, DJ, live music, a photo booth in the gazebo, some fun games, and also you can win a prize for best costume.
I remember being a kid with my little sister and doing this and enjoying it and having such a fun time. We had a blast. And we didn't have half of these things back then.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have no petting zoo or a DJ or any of that stuff. And it was already fun. You add this stuff on top of it, it's going to be a blast, not just for the kids, but for the parents as well. Nobody does Halloween or Christmas, for that matter, like the Rome Town Center.
Yes.
It's one of the best places to go to celebrate the holidays. I'm looking forward to that for the kids. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
You guys also got to make sure to take a lot of pictures.
Yes.
We got to share those. We got to see that. So these kids in their Halloween costumes nowadays are amazing. Mark your calendar for all of these events and find out more at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. Jillian, say hi to Lisa for us, and
a big
thank you for the time, as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll talk again next month. Yep. We say a big shout out to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. Thank you to them, as always. And again, find out more at visitromewi.com and be sure to follow them on social media. We'll have more coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Nakusa Port Edward State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs, and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The 2nd District Court of Appeals has accepted Robert Kennedy's appeal to get his name off the ballots here in Wisconsin. But here's the thing. Clerks have already started mailing out absentee ballots to voters all over the state. The 2nd District Appellate Court will get briefs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and Kennedy's lawyers by the end of the day tomorrow. And a new study shows raising the minimum wage does not lead to widespread job cuts. The Economic Policy Institute says states with $15 an hour minimums outpace the national average for job growth. Economist Ben Zipperer.
Minimum wages very consistently have ended up raising the incomes of low-wage workers, and they have done so in a way that doesn't cause any big negative employment shocks or big disruptions in their local economy.
The state minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, and Republican lawmakers have stalled efforts to raise it. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Lincoln High School went into lockdown at 10:45 Wednesday morning after students reported a threatening message to administration. Admin immediately called in the Wisconsin Rapids PD to investigate. Superintendent Ron Rasmussen said the students did exactly what they're supposed to do in this type of situation.
Interviewing those students, WRPD did, they determined that the messages are related to a Snapchat message that was from Jamestown, New York, about 5 days ago. That was posted, and that's when they determined within 35 minutes that the threat was not towards Lincoln or anybody at Lincoln.
Staff members are trained in ALICE protocols and are empowered to make some decisions on their own for the safety of students and their care.
Some staff did move students away from doorways and move them into bigger areas.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proving to be a friend of the biz. Newsom just signed a bill that gives performers more protections and more control over their likeness when it comes to AI. The governor signed two bills into law on Tuesday at SAG headquarters in Los Angeles. The union has been a big proponent of the bills, and Newsom has proven to be a big proponent of the union. There might be people who don't like Dolly Parton, but you'll probably never meet one. The legendary singer recently created family meal kits where people can eat Dolly's cooking in their home, and they really are her own recipes. Parton also weighed in on Beyoncé's country album, saying she really liked it and is open to doing a duet with her at some point. She called Taylor Swift a great inspiration and said we need uplifting people these days. Kind of like Dolly Parton. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe, large hail the biggest concern. Partly cloudy overnight, low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, less humid, highs in the low 80s. Isolated storms for the weekend, near 80 Saturday, only upper 60s Sunday. It's 82 right now.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick tip for folks with any money or investments, big or small. That tip is, add a trusted contact to your bank or brokerage accounts. A trusted contact is the person that you authorize your bank or financial institution to contact in certain circumstances. You know, like if they can't reach you, or they suspect you might be sick, or if they see any signs of financial foul play. Trusted contacts do not have access to your money. They can only do things like help your bank reach you or confirm if you're having a health crisis. This isn't just my idea, by the way. The Securities and Exchange Commission and most banks and investment houses also recommend it. Extra safety that costs nothing to set up? Yeah, smart and free always works for me. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the author and our colleague of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, an update on the Racing Sausage Lego set. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this September 19th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And today, we're welcoming in our friend Kazua. Joining us, bilingual community health worker with the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Wood County. Kazua, we have already gone through half the interview, just me giving the title. We're already done like with 10 minutes. No, I'm kidding. We got time today to talk about something that I'm looking forward to getting into with you. You sent over this outline, and I had a chance to research a little bit about this. I'm so thankful that you did, because I did not know much about this going into it. I really did now, and I'm looking forward to our audience learning more about strong bodies. What is strong bodies?
So strong bodies is a program that UW Extension had brought research and brought on from other states, and it's a program created by Professors Miriam E. Nelson and Rebecca Singuin. It's to catalyze positive change in people of all ages, and it's really to help strengthen elders, right? So that when they are doing their normal day-to-day lives or any of that sort, they can do that independently. So anything for like balance, muscle mass and strength, just feeling good and healthy overall. It helps increase bone density. A lot of my participants right now, some of they really don't need the strength training, but they come for the social aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So it's an hour of socializing, and it's so much fun just to listen to them talk and converse before, during, and after a class.
It's this is one of those things too where it's great for the socialization, mm-hmm. it's great for the body and those things, and those two worlds combined is really good for your mental health. And so it really has a three-prong attack almost here of really benefiting so many different things about your day-to-day life.
Oh yeah, definitely. And like you said, you hit it right on the spot. It works so well together, and it's a mental health piece of it. And we realize that social isolation in the elder community, really, not just in the Hmong community, but in the seniors and elders all together, they feel isolated because of the lack of transportation or the ability to not move around like they used to. So bringing them all in, whether it's them or a family member or someone providing them transportation to these classes, it really just brightens their day because they're out of their regular environment. And it's with other people that they normally don't ever see.
You know, one of the things that I look forward to and I look for in every interview I do or anybody I talk to is look for ways to show how we have more in common than not, mm-hmm. and how we are more connected than we realize, and how culturally we are so similar to other cultures, mm-hmm. and people are so similar to other people and everything. This is one of those times, though, where I wish it wasn't the case, where I wish we didn't have this in common. But if you are in the senior age, it almost doesn't matter what culture you come from. There is this isolation that exists. It's not even just a Wisconsin thing. I know that this happens all the time in my old neighborhoods in Chicago and everything. It was actually something that was on us as kids to be looking out and making sure, hey, did you know that Mrs. Sanderson? Did you check on Miss Sanderson? Like, that was actually a thing we did as kids. We have Meals on Wheels programs in part, yes, to get meals to our individuals, but also to check on them.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so this is something that has been around in our culture for way too long and mm-hmm. still exists and still is a thing. And I hope not only shows a connection between cultures mm-hmm. that are very similar, but brings these cultures together
yes.
and things where we can help each other. More hands make less work, right? Yep. So more of us get together, the more of us we can help each other with this. And at the same time, be doing all these things that Kazuha said to us here, where we can take care of the mental health, the physical health, and hey, you know, have some fun, not be so isolated. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the regular strength training class, what does that involve?
So right now I'm teaching the basic. We have two programs with Strong Bodies. It's the basic and the intermediate. The intermediate is something that it's our goal for the current group that I have, because it's getting up and down from the floor. And so that's a goal eventually. But right now we're doing the basic, and it's the, we have 8 exercises. So we do like a wide leg squat, and then we do like overhead press and bicep curls. So every time with the wide leg squat, we always say, well, it's exercise, it's strength training, but it's so that you can sit down in your couch, or if you get up and down from the toilet, or up and down on the couch. It's like the basic living skills. We have the overhead press that I always go back to, because eventually, hey, if you need to reach a can of jar or something from the cabinet, you're able to do that independently. You don't need somebody to be there to help you. And so it ties in, and it has a meaningful impact on like your everyday life and everyday skills.
It covers so much ground too, like mm-hmm. being able to do this, and the increase in balance and agility mm-hmm. that it gives you. I think one of the things, if I could just add on to what you're talking about mm-hmm. here, and I think it adds on to all of these, the confidence it gives you in movement, in agility. The older we get, I'm in my mid-40s and I'm already feeling this. I can imagine, you know, 20 years down the line and everything. I know how valuable and that is to me, my agility mm-hmm. and being able to move around. I'm still kind of fast. I can still do things. and I mean so much, and I love being able to do that. And I know how much it means to my dad when he loses those things, because mm-hmm. he was a lot faster than I was, and not so much anymore. And mm-hmm. But he wants to still have some of those things. You can, especially for him being a former athlete. Yeah. Now, you don't have to be a former athlete to keep that agility. Mm-hmm. You keep up on it, and these flexibility comes with this. One of the cool things about exercise is the work you put into it, you get to see the evidence of it almost instantly. Not right overnight, I would say. I shouldn't say instantly. But it is a pretty quick process before you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, I'm a little more flexible than I was yesterday or last week or whatever.
Oh, definitely. I have a participant who, when she first started training with us, her first day she was able to, we always do 10, right? We always do 10 of, like, mm-hmm. let's just say the wide leg squat, and then we do 2 sets of them. And the first time she came, she was only able to do 1 set of everything, of the 8 exercises. And yesterday, she was able to do both sets at the same speed as us. And so she didn't really realize it, but I was like, hey, did you realize that you're keeping up with us? Yeah. She goes, no. It's like, oh, yeah, you did all 10, and you did both sets. And so it was just one of those things that, when you continually come, and after 4 weeks, she's doing it. It's not like you said, it's not going to be right away, but after 3 to 4 weeks, you don't realize it, but it's making a difference. And she's not breathing as hard, and she's able to control just all her movements so much better. So it's those little things that you don't realize, but it's making a huge impact on your life.
It goes to so many layers that we I don't even know if we can put in the words sometimes what exercise can do for you. And Strong Bodies for the monk community is going strong as well, it seems like.
Yes, definitely. So when we first started our first class, we had 1 participant, and so I was like, hey, that's 1 more than yesterday. So
I was
very excited. But as of right now, we have 12 registered, and our biggest class has been 8. So we're at the point where if we start our next series, we're trying to find a different location, because our current location at the Hmong American Center, it's not going to be big enough. Well, and so it's
a good problem to have.
Yeah, it's definitely a good problem to have. So we're in the talks, and we're looking around for a bigger location that's in Wisconsin Rapids that a lot of the Hmong residents know. And so we're in the talks actually with the Boys and Girls Club. During the day, they don't have the kiddos there. And so Jen Allen has opened that up. So I think that's going to be where our next location is.
That's a perfect combination.
So it's right there, and many of our participants go to the Y already. So whether they go to the Y before or after our strength training class, that would be wonderful. They love the sauna. They love the hot tub. So, hey, why not?
That's a great idea. Yeah. Good on all of you guys for coming together on that one. I hope that works out because it sounds like a perfect fit and benefits both our nonprofits with UW mm-hmm. Extension and our Y and Boys and Girls Club and all of this. The win-win-win all around. When if you bring this back, you'll have to let us know when classes are and everything. Yeah. As far as the classes that are currently going on, can new members join, or is this already kind of a signed up thing?
So for our strong bodies that I'm currently holding for the Hmong community, we're never going to turn anyone away. Mm-hmm. Everything is in Hmong though. So if you do show up, you'll know what to do still. But we do have a new class starting on October 8th, and it goes until December 19th. That's actually being held in Nakusa. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10 at the Nakusa Area Community Center. Because of the limited space, pre-registration is required. There is no fee, but they do kind of ask for a donation of $25 per session. So mm-hmm. it's a 12-week program. If anyone is interested, you can call the Extension Wood County office. The number is 715-421-8437. It's a great place. It's a great environment to be in. The volunteers that are teaching, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really good at what they do. They're great, very patient too. I think one of the greatest assets to any teacher is patience, and I know this because I've tried the patience of many of my teachers, and they do this very well. Mm-hmm. And that class for that one is open to the public. That one's open to everybody.
That's open to everybody. Yep.
Right on. Very cool. Now I know that we had talked about you were talking about offering a Tai Chi for the fall prevention and arthritis. Mm-hmm. How is that going?
So it's actually being postponed until next year, but Jackie and I are in the works of scheduling. We're planning a one-day introduction class, hopefully at McMillan Library. Mm. Hopefully by the next time I come here with you, I'll have more information on that. But if anybody is interested in attending our Tai Chi for Fall Prevention and Arthritis, you can definitely call me at 715-540-8617. Just leave your name, your number, and that you're interested in our Tai Chi class. And once we get that information set in stone, we'll reach right back out to you.
We're joined by Kazuha Tao from the Bilingual Community Health Worker with UW Extension. And one of the things that I think is really cool was when you guys work together. I know Janelle Weir and I have talked about this before, where an extension worker and another extension worker come together and work. Mm-hmm. Working with Jackie has got to be a lot of fun, and you get things done. I can only imagine.
Definitely.
that class is going to be, I'm looking forward to that. I hope that is able to happen. Mm-hmm. And please let us know any way we can help.
Okay.
I'll be reminding our audience about if you're interested in the class to leave your name and number to be able to where they can do that as well. Mm-hmm. And can they reach out to you guys, you or Jackie, and leave that information?
Yes, they can definitely call that number that I gave you, 715-540-8617, is my personal work phone. Otherwise, they can definitely call our extension office. It's 715-421-8440.
We'll make sure to get that information out before we wrap up today. There's a Hmong American Center local produce program coming up that I wanted to touch on with you. That this sounds really interesting.
Yeah. So Hmong American Center has I believe it's been happening for about two summers now, and it's an amazing program. So the Hmong American Center, they reach out to local food growers, and mainly they're Hmong farmers, but it could be anybody. So every month it's a different farmer, and they bring their produce already packaged, or be at the Hmong American Center will package it for you for them. And so it's a bag of locally grown vegetables to individuals or families of low income, and it really is a first come first serve. And so it is limited supply, but they do ask you to bring your ID because it's one per address. And it's an amazing thing because this last month, right after our Strong Bodies class, the farmers brought all their goodies in, and oh my goodness, James, let me tell you, it was so much good. Everybody walked out with a bag of sweet corn, a bag of a muskmelon, and then they had a third bag with like tomatoes and banana peppers and bell peppers, and it was just so many good produce, and it was for, like, if it was for a family, I would say it would be a good meal right there.
Yeah.
And so it was just amazing to see what the farmers are able to provide, and that the Hmong American Center is able to do this for our local families here in Wood County.
I mention all the time about how the backbone of America is our farmers and our ag mm-hmm. industry, and how above and beyond that industry goes and goes to cover so much in this area and in our world, really. Mm-hmm. And when you hear something like this, my job is to talk for a living, and I got no words. I don't know how to perfectly describe how beautiful that is and how awesome that is, and strangers helping strangers, and how we need more of that in our society, how great that is to see. And, of course, it comes from the backbone of our society doing something like that. It's not just them. I don't mean to they're the only ones doing something like that, but I never want to normalize these amazing things that happen in our communities. That's beautiful. That is really cool to hear.
It is, and, you know, it's just one of those things that you forget about until you hear about it again, and you're like, wow, it's amazing as to what they do, all the hard sweat and tears they put into farming. Growing up, I used to farm, and now I'm like, I'm good. And so I give farmers a lot of credit for what they do day in and day out. And so it's amazing that they're able to provide for community members who are low income or who aren't able to afford things.
One of the things that we don't get to talk about very often, Kazua, is the locations where to find you guys. So since we got a little time here, if you don't mind, you got two different locations people can find out more with our gang at Extension.
Yes. So with the Hmong American Center, their local produce program, people are able to go either to Wisconsin Rapids or their Wausau location. In Wisconsin Rapids, it's at the Hmong American Center at 2821 8th Street South. It's on the first Wednesday of the month. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's usually around noon, 11 or 12 o'clock, but you can definitely give them a call to see if it's available. Yeah. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you can show up. Someone's always there. But at the Wausau location, which is the main branch, and as you know, Wausau has a larger farming community.
Yeah.
They have local produce every Wednesday.
Wow.
And so it's an amazing thing to have. And it, like I said before, every time it's a different farmer. So it's mm-hmm. like they're showcasing someone else differently and different produce. And so it's an amazing thing. That's at 1109 North Street, North 6th Street in Wausau. And so they can definitely go to do... to pick up at any of those locations. But if they do have any questions about the local produce program, they can contact Bea Lore. Mm. Her contact information is 715-842-8390, or you can email her at beelor at hmongamericancenter.org. And she's very good about responding. But if you call that number, just tell them that you're interested in the local produce program, and they'll direct you to her or anybody else that can help you.
Fantastic. Thank you for that information. And I know that that's part of your job, and we don't necessarily get to get into this very often either, but your role as a bilingual community health worker, how do you see that, and what exactly is your idea of what you do do?
Yeah. So the bilingual community health worker for the Hmong community is very new in Extension. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of paving the way, as they say, mm-hmm. and we're looking at different programs, how we can support the Hmong community, but the community as a whole as well. And so I'm here to help the Hmong residents of Wood County with different resources. I meet with clients one-on-one. I have one specifically that doesn't want to see someone else. So we meet one-on-one and we talk about things, and I provide them different strategies or resources or skills so that they can work through what they need to work through with. Or if it's somebody like, hey, yesterday somebody asked, how do I go about with energy assistance? Mm-hmm. And so I look up the resources. When the time comes, I set an appointment. We walk through it together. I help them fill out the paperwork, or we make the phone call together. So it's all these little different things. Mm-hmm. And then there's another aspect of it with my role, that I'm out in the community educating them about the Hmong community, the history, how we can support one another. I am in the planning phases of with the local church. They're interested in learning about the Hmong history and the culture and how mental health affects the Hmong community and domestic violence and the sexual violence, right? So we're in the planning stages, but we will be eventually presenting to their local church and just about all of that and how it affects the Hmong community, because it's, like I've said to you, it's very taboo to even talk about it. There's a stigma behind it, right? It's like hush hush, we're not going to talk about it. And so we want to, I don't want to say normalize it, but we want to be able to be open about it and to have that discussion with those around us, right? And so I am looking for different ways to collaborate and work together with community members. Right now, the Family Center and I are hosting Hmong youth groups at the Wisconsin Rapids Middle School and at Lincoln High School. And we are focusing a lot on just different strategies, coping skills, different ways to support one another. What are signs when you that you can see in others for like suicide or mental health, how we can support them. And so I always say it starts with our youth. If we don't educate and we don't like normalize, as I say, with them, then no one's ever going to be open and talk about it. So we're starting young, and we're hoping that by the time they're adults, that it would be okay, and that the Hmong community would be more open to all of that.
One of America's superpowers is the wide range of people we have. And we are better as a country when we embrace that. Mm-hmm. And we see the connections that we have and how much better we are together. And we learn more about each other's cultures and share these things. It's one of the most beautiful tapestries you'll ever see in the world is what America is when we are at our best and when we embrace these things. Mm-hmm. This is a part of that. And this is a part of our culture, especially locally, that we've needed to do this for a long time. That's just me speaking here. And I'm very proud of it and very happy to see it, that we're in a day and age where not only we're talking about a lot of these things and not a hushed voice and a raised voice, but are also making sure that everybody is in on that conversation. And you are an integral part of that. I appreciate the work that you're doing. You are trailblazing right now. You are doing some very important work in this area. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And appreciate the Strong Bodies work that you're doing over there. Can we remind people as we're wrapping up how they can sign up for that, how they can find out more, how they can find out more if they have other questions for you?
Yeah. If you're interested in the Strong Bodies, that's starting in on October 8th in Coosa, you can definitely call the extension office at 715-421-8437. Or if you're interested about our Tai Chi for fall prevention and arthritis that we're hoping to have an intro class in January, you can definitely call the extension office at 715-421-8440. Or you can call me at 715-540-8617. Leave your name, your number, and that you're interested in our Tai Chi class.
Kazu, thank you very much for the time.
Yep, thank you.
Say hi to all the gang at Extension for us.
I will.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Dow and the S&P 500 soared to close at record highs after an aggressive rate cut by the Federal Reserve. Dakota Wealth Management's Robert Pavlik.
One of the reasons why the market rallied as much as it did today is because the market expects another 50% rate cut when the Fed meets again in November.
As tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants rise, American officials are making it clear they don't want things to escalate. Here's State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We don't want to see any party escalate this conflict. We think that the best way to solve the really very real security challenge that Israel faces is through a diplomatic resolution.
Haitian immigrants living in Springfield, Ohio are on edge after former President Trump falsely said they're eating pet cats and dogs. Haitian Times editor Nicole V. Neal was in the city last weekend.
I really hope that people understand the lies being spread about a community is not a victimless crime.
Trump says he'll go to Springfield in the next 2 weeks. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new poll shows former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck among Wisconsin seniors. An AARP poll shows that 47% of likely voters over age 50 in Wisconsin said that